Brian Helsworth here at outside the Missouri State Penitentiary in Jefferson City. I'm joined by State Representative Rudy Veed and State Representative Travis Fitzwater. Guys, as we look around here, we both spent a lot of time in this area. This is just incredible devastation. This prison behind us survived the riots in 1954, and yet, and I'll start with you, Rudy Veed, it's devastated right now. A lot of destruction, walls down, and the towers are down.
Well, devastation is just tremendous. And the prison, like I said, it's been there, lived through the riots. The buildings here have been here for hundreds of years. But the amazing thing, though, is everybody came together. And this is a great reminder for people why we have to support law enforcement, EMS, fire departments, our electrical companies, because when you need them, they're there. Yep. And they've been here constantly since the storm. And I've been downtown. Everywhere I go, they're working.
Yes, they're working. You can hear them, and you can hear them just down the street. Representative Fitzwater, Ameren has a big presence in your district as well, in Fulton. Not only that, dangerous jobs, because you're talking about you could have snakes and all sorts of dangers possibly.
Yeah, anytime power lines are down, it's dangerous. But I think it's been unfortunate and it's a tragedy, but there are a couple of encouraging things. One is no loss of life, right, which is an amazing testament not only to the community, but the coordination with the first responders. And secondly, this has really kind of shown the resilience of our state and the folks in our state, how good a people they are. I mean, there are communities from around the state that are coming in here volunteering. There's probably over 1,000 volunteers here today in Jefferson City alone. It's just an amazing testament to Missourians and what we're willing to do for each other.
And just to clarify that is amazing, because I didn't have a ballpark because people are spread out. But ballpark, you're saying could be 1,000.
That's what I'm guessing. I mean, I've just seen pictures, and there's hundreds at each different spot. And there are people on top of that have just come in and just picking up slack where they can.
And keep in mind, guys, and you wanted to say something. This is Memorial Day weekend.
Anybody who questions the value of our youth and question whether they're hard workers should have been here yesterday and today.
Yeah.
From Columbia and everywhere, we had numbers and huge numbers of different youth groups coming in and working in all areas, especially at Special Olympics.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And we're talking about the public school kids, private school kids as well. I know you guys are both very busy. You want to visit with the senator. Anything you'd like to add, Travis or Rudy, feel free.
I'm just thankful. Just thankful that there was no loss of life, and Jefferson City is going to rebuild. And it's thanks to the volunteers, first responders, and the people who have the Missourians who deserve a ton of credit for taking care of their state.
And I'm just so glad we don't have loss of life. And also, it's an inspiration to see how our community comes together and inspires you to be participate in civic organizations and to see everybody come out in this time of need and share when they have their own losses.
Guys, great to see you both.
Thanks, Brian. Thank